You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the latest edition of Overreaction Monday. It's been a while for us. Last time we did this was when we had free agency.
That's
now
right.
It's time to preview the National Football League draft, and it's all brought to you by our friends at Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Create an account, redeem the code OVERREACTION, you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Chris Brockman, Rich Eisen, back with you.
We finally made it
on the Overreaction Monday set. And, you know, we've done many of these already. We went through an entire regular season, went through an entire postseason. We had a Combine Overreaction Monday show. We had a Free Agency Overreaction Monday show.
Yep.
And now it's time for our draft preview. I do believe, though, it is the first time, and I'll describe it for those of you who may be listening wherever you get your podcasts. I think it is the first time where you and I are both wearing colors that match each end of the heat check odometer that's on the screen.
I didn't even notice that. Look at that.
You're wearing something as close to the red Overreaction.
That's fantastic.
And I'm wearing something, a green sweater that's as close to the green good point part
did
of
you just right. noticed that. Look at us.
As soon as we're sitting down, I'm like, it looks like we're the human sort of additions to our heat check odometer.
Del Tufo dyed his hair blonde. You can just stand right in the middle.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
All right, so it's time for a draft preview edition of Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, here we go, Christopher.
Rich, happy NFL draft week.
Thank you. Same to you.
Great to see you.
Same here.
Now, what number is this for you? 20?
21.
Oh, my goodness.
21 NFL
drafts. Your draft experience can now drink.
It's 18 for me hosting at the site. Gavel to gavel, as they say.
Of course.
Even though there is no gavel.
You should bring one.
I should. And then the first two we did at NFL Network 2004.
Yep.
That's the Big Ben, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers draft class.
Great draft.
And 2005, which was the Maurice Claret draft class.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That put it all together. I think that was also Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, five is Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
We did not predicted that.
He did. We did those from NFL Network, Los Angeles, Culver City Draft Studios.
Okay.
Or our NFL.
And then 06, you were on site.
At Radio City Music Hall, on site every single year, with the exception of the COVID year when I was in my home office hosting the Zoom draft-a-thon for 3 days, which was the wildest version of the draft I've ever hosted.
Man, that really happened.
Okay. Back at it. First time, though, in Detroit, where we're going to be doing the Rich Eisen Show Wednesday, Thursday,
cannot
and Friday.
Going to be so excited.
What do you got over there, Chris?
I got 10 topics, Rich, heading into the NFL draft.
Jeez.
We got 10.
Okay.
Rapid fire. Let's go. It's all about the QBs. It's always all about the QBs.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are going to go in the first round.
I'll say that's not an overreaction. I do believe we're going to see 3 off the board to start, possibly 4. Which would then make Michael Penix Jr. the 5th, we're assuming, and Bo Nix could be the 5th, which would make Penix the 6th, and that would push them up into the first round. I cannot imagine that would be I cannot imagine that wouldn't even happen potentially in the first. I thought you'd even go crazy that 6 quarterbacks taken in the first half of the first
round. Yeah, I didn't want to put a number on it just because you don't know.
Because that could happen.
In the first 15, first 16?
Half of the first round.
Ooh, that's really fun. And maybe, you know, maybe 6 in the top 20.
Let me give you that scenario. 4 go in the first 4.
Yep.
Okay.
Or 4 of the first 6, I guess.
4 of the first 6, even at that.
Yeah.
4 in the first 6. Knicks at either 11, 12, or 13, or whoever hasn't traded up. Certainly, if Minnesota hasn't traded up, if the Giants are the ones who trade up.
Right.
then Knicks and Penix go 11, 12, or 13. You could even not even sleep on the Saints at 14, maybe even. Then you got the Colts at 15, or this is their dream scenario, as we heard from
All those guys go up, and then
Chris Ballard, the general manager, is on the Friday Rich Eisen show.
Yeah.
Him saying six quarterbacks go before us, he said, I'll come on your show anytime.
I think let's book it.
Which is, two things. First of all, I'm appreciative that he thinks I could make that happen.
Right.
And then secondly,
like you have frozen envelopes like David Stern or something.
Exactly right. And secondly, highly offended because I thought he would come on anytime. Anyway.
Right. True.
So I didn't think it was predicated on me doing something I'm can't do.
Yeah. Impossible. Unable basically, to do. Unethical.
I really believe Penix won't even be there when the Seahawks draft halfway through.
Ooh, really?
Right. I honestly think six quarterbacks will be taken in the first
round.
His
hype train is really ramping up.
Entirely possible it does happen in the first half of the first round.
What about seven? What if Spencer Rattler gets in there? Is he the seventh?
No.
Not in the first round?
He's not a first round grade quarterback.
I mean,
certainly not with all those. If six quarterbacks do go, then it pushes all those offensive linemen and wide receivers and other talented players down.
That's true.
What else you got, Chris?
Rich, this is your guy, J.J. McCarthy.
He is that.
I think he's going to be drafted even higher than we all think.
What does that mean?
That means second overall. I look at these things. You don't. His odds on whether or not he's going to be the second overall pick moving rapidly.
Why would that be?
You tell me.
I don't think so. I love him. I hope he goes somewhere that he's happy to live in. And has a stable front office and a stable coaching staff. That is all I hope for him. And if it is second, because that's not going to be an unstable situation in Washington, they just put it all together and they want to prove that they're not like the previous administration, then go for it. I'm very happy for him. New England, I don't think, is going to be making any changes either.
And maybe it's third.
You'd be so happy.
I would be stunned, but you're going to rock and roll with him. The guy's a winner.
He is that. And
the Patriots aren't winning a lot of games.
I think that he will wind up being the fourth quarterback taken. I don't know what order that would be in terms of the draft.
Yeah, it seems like 4, 5, 6 is kind of.
I don't know where he would go
there,
but I do think in terms of the order of which quarterbacks are taken, I think he'll be the fourth one.
I think just crazy things are happening, and I feel like it's not out of the possibility he could go 2 or 3. Even higher than we all think.
What else?
Overreaction.
If Drake, and speaking of the Patriots, if May goes second, let's say Washington takes May 2nd, Pat should take Marvin Harrison Jr. or trade down for a Hall of Picks. Punt on Daniels, take the best player, the biggest sure thing in the draft, Marvin Harrison, or take offers. Phone calls open.
Take
all the picks.
What are you doing it for Jacoby Brissett?
Why not? Jacoby can win games.
Dude,
why don't you take great players and then set yourself up? Look, there's going to be 4 or 5 more quarterbacks in next year's draft we're going to be talking about.
Did you tell me before we sat down?
What about Carson Beck next year?
What did you tell me about before this taping? About the New England draft room and who's going to be in it? Who's putting his thumb on the scale?
Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved.
Well, there you go. And that's to make sure
I don't know how
that
I feel
they
about
walk
that.
Out of this draft with a quarterback. It's that simple.
There's quarterbacks every year.
No,
how many
not.
Marvin Harrisons are there going to be?
I understand that, but Chris, take a look at any NFL team.
I want good players on my favorite team.
Let me take a look at any
I don't want dice rolls.
NFL team that builds from the outside in. Big mistake. Just a big mistake. Joey Harrington was there. Let's get him Charles Rogers. I understand that there was an injury that happened for him. You don't draft the receiver before the quarterback. You just simply don't. You don't. You cannot do that. The Patriots' future is not Jacoby Brissett.
Would you agree that other than Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison is more of a sure thing than any quarterback?
I understand that. He is a sure thing.
So take a sure thing.
But for who? For who? For who, Chris?
Good receivers have put up numbers with bad quarterbacks. That's not a thing that just doesn't happen. Someone has to catch it. Someone has to rack up the yards. And then when you find the right quarterback in the right spot, you don't want one that you want your guy, not the guy that falls to you.
I don't know if you have a Chargers.
I don't.
Construct on here. Let me hit this here. The Chargers are sitting here thinking Marvin Harrison Jr. has a chance to drop to them. They're going to stick and stay and pick him. If Marvin Harrison Jr. is gone, they're trading out of
this
pick.
They're open for business.
I think they are.
Yeah.
Because I think they, and I understand Charger fans will be like, what about Malik Nabers? And I know I'm changing the subject matter here because I feel like I understand what you're saying. Go and get the surefire player.
Or take all the draft picks because you have such a depleted roster.
Take all the draft picks and then move down and then maybe take Michael Penix at some point.
Why not?
That's entirely possible.
I like that as well.
I just think Jaden Daniels is a very talented quarterback. And if I asked if this Overreaction Monday was taped last Monday, you'd have been all in on him.
Now there's stuff coming out.
But stuff coming out could just be a whole bunch of garbage.
I know. Well, that's why we're overreacting.
That's what I'm saying. This is an overreaction. Third overall, Jonathan Kraft is in that room to make sure they walk out with a young stud quarterback.
Yeah.
That is what they have to do. You have to. You just traded away Mac Jones. The cupboard is completely bare. Bailey Zappe ain't it. We saw that. Jacoby Brissett ain't it. You've already been and done that. He is there to make sure you can be competitive and win football games this year because you don't want to be choosing third overall again. I totally understand that.
Right.
I totally get that. Is it possible that Gerard Mayo coaches this team up and they go on some sort of a playoff run for a seventh spot?
I'd be surprised.
It's possible. Yeah, you never know. I don't know. That's why Jacoby Brissett is there. Marvin Harrison Jr. is not the answer to your problems without a quarterback. If you already had the quarterback, if Mac Jones was the guy, let's say you were third overall because Mac Jones was dynamite but got hurt and Bailey Zappe wasn't it.
Right.
And Mac Jones is entering his fourth year and has proven to be the guy and actually did have an upward trajectory in his career from his first year all the way to now.
2 years ago.
Then Marvin Harrison Jr. Is your choice. But you cannot build from the outside in the NFL. You simply cannot. You got to build with the quarterback and the offensive line and the defensive line. And there, that's it.
Fair.
Overreaction.
All
what
right,
else?
Fine.
Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
All right, speaking of wide receivers,
mm-hmm.
a team that needs one is the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, they do.
You know what they should do?
What should they do?
Don't draft one.
Okay.
Trade for Brandon Ayuk. Keep the Super Bowl window open.
Well, Brandon Ayuk, who, by the way, is apparently very tight with Jaden Daniels.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, just keep an eye on that as to what Jaden Daniels is interested in or wants. And
New England trades for Brandon Ayuk?
Brandon Ayuk would definitely be a choice sort of in the Derek Carr, Devontae Adams mode.
Right? Sure.
Brandon Ayuk, trade for him, keep their Super Bowl window open, or they don't trade for Brandon Ayuk. They keep their Super Bowl window open by drafting a bunch of young, talented wide receivers, one of whom who could be an offensive rookie of the year type candidate because you got the quarterback to help light that tree, or just like the New England Patriots. I mean, just like the Kansas City Chiefs, pardon me. The Chiefs, they trade away Tyreek Hill, win two championships.
The Bills haven't won anything. Look, here's the deal.
Or, hold on, the Green Bay Packers, a bunch of young wide receivers that we all thought were way too young for Aaron Rodgers, turned out to be just perfect for Jordan Love. Why not draft more young wide receivers and go for it with Josh Allen and these guys? Here's and your Super Bowl window still open.
I don't know if any of these young kids who are going to be there at the end of the first round are any good. I know Brandon Ayuk is good.
You know he's top of the line. You should pay him $25 million a year good.
I know he's really good.
Excuse me.
Who are you going to get at the end of the first round?
That's not an answer to yes. That's not an answer to yes.
Do you know Brandon Ayuk is good or not?
I think he is good, yes. But is he like pay him $25 million a year?
I mean, like Al Pacino, my eyes see. Brandon Ayuk is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Oh, Buffalo, what are you doing?
No,
Keep the Super Bowl window open.
I don't know. You just got out from under a contract for a receiver that's $20 million plus. Why would you do it?
Who is unhappy?
I get it. I understand.
Give Brandon Ayuk $20 million. Guess what he's going to be?
You know where Brandon Ayuk's going to be this year? San Francisco.
Yeah, probably. I'm just saying. Bills, make a move.
They'll figure it out.
Make a move. All right, Rich. Last one before halftime.
Yeah.
We talk so much about Dallas and what they're doing, what we think Jerry Jones is doing. Here's what's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you right now. The Cowboys are going to make all of our all-in jokes look stupid by crushing the draft, and they're going to win the NFC East again.
First of all, the all-in
Believe
jokes.
Believe in Jerry Jones. That's what I'm saying. Steven Jones, they do a great job every year. They dominate the draft and they win the division, and we all laugh at them. Jerry Jones makes one comment where he probably said the wrong thing, not what he really meant, and now we're making jokes for months and months and months. Guess what? Crush draft, win NFC East, rinse and repeat.
I do not think Hulk, let me take this because there's three different parts to this.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me take the last two first. Cowboys crushing the draft, not an overreaction. Cowboys winning the NFC East again, not an overreaction. Making all of our all-in jokes look stupid, total overreaction. First of all, they're not stupid. Okay? They're highly accurate. Who in the world says I'm going all in from Texas? From Texas. Okay?
Where the game
Hold'em,
was invented.
Hold'em was created. Okay? Texas, no limit. Hold'em. This guy from Texas, who's got no limit.
Yes, no.
Okay.
No limit.
Says, I'm going all in. Yep. And then has hardly a damn move in his quiver all free agency season. There
He's
it is.
Slow playing. Check,
right on our
check,
screen for those
check.
Listening.
He's just checking
he
every
has
single time.
Re-signed four guys, including his long snapper. The only signed players new to the team, Eric Kendricks, linebacker, and Royce Freeman, running back. That's it. That's it. And Jerry on his
check.
On his Cowboys-a-thon.
Check.
Six
check.
Different.
This joke is not stupid.
That's people. True. Four of them aren't different. They're new. They're staying with the team. This is not a dumb joke. What's on our screen right here? This is a great joke. And we don't look stupid. And if they crush the draft and win the NFC East again, that still doesn't mean that they don't flop on the big stage in January, does it? Which means the all-in jokes are not stupid. So I believe, taking it in three parts,
okay.
The last two, not an overreaction. First one, total overreaction. But if one part has an overreaction in it, it takes out
it
the
trumps,
other two.
Trumps the other two?
It does.
Come on.
It's not a clean supposition.
Okay.
So overall, it's an overreaction. With some proper reactions mixed in. And Overreaction Monday is brought to you by our friends at Game Time, which, by the way, is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball. And that makes getting tickets even easier and faster because the prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch. Last minute deals that I just mentioned, the all-in prices. So when you check out, there's no surprise fees. Views from your seat. Where's home plate? Where can I see the full field? Is this an obstructed view? Check that out. Check that box. The lowest price guarantee. So Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. And there's also football, basketball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more right there on your app. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code OVERREACTION, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code OVERREACTION. CTION, 2 R's in overreaction for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Christopher, second half, hit it.
Second half, let's go. Rich, if I were to ask you, what team would you say over the last couple of seasons consistently has done the best job in the NFL draft?
Eagles.
Correct. The Eagles and Howie Roseman. They're going to do something that's going to blow everybody's mind.
Which is what?
I don't know.
Not take anyone from Georgia?
That would blow my mind.
Okay.
I mean, like, crazy trade up. Somehow they're in the top five. Well, they get another player who suddenly drops to them, who should have been a first overall.
Or is this another way of you wish casting A.J. Brown as a New England Patriot?
I am going to wish. No.
Which you've been doing openly for a week now.
Well, look, when a guy changes his avatar to Tom Brady and then says, you know, I wish I would have got drafted by them in the past. I mean, yeah, I'm going to wish cast that. Did you just make that up, Wishcast?
No.
I just think you're hearing it already. Howie Roseman's making phone calls. By the way, if Howie Roseman calls you, hang up the phone. He's going to get the better end of whatever deal you're going to make.
He's like Obi-Wan Kenobi, right? These aren't the picks you're looking for.
Hang up the phone. Eagles are going to do something crazy, man. They're gonna move up and get some guy. And at the
last year
on Friday, we're going to be like, how did the Eagles?
Last year was Jalen Carter, right? The year before it was AJ Brown.
Yeah,
acquiring him.
Howie's going to do it again?
Okay, then that's not an overreaction, but it's an overreaction if you're saying AJ Brown's going to be a New England Patriot.
I'm not, but I mean, you said it. I didn't say stick, it. You said
better choice is again your Celtics going 16-0 in the playoffs.
You said it. And one down, 15 to go. What I'm just else? Saying the Eagles.
Okay. Yeah, keep an eye on that. Sure.
Keep an eye out for the Eagles.
Yes, sir.
How about this one? Mystery team. Every year there's mystery teams. Somebody's back channeling, moving up, moving down. Mystery team is going to make a big trade up, and we're not going to see it coming.
Mystery team make a big trade up, and we're not going to see it coming. So which team is that?
I don't know.
Falcons taking Penix at 8. Oh, they don't trade up, but take them.
That's not a mystery team. That doesn't suffice. I'm talking Colts trade up, Steelers trade up, mystery team.
How about Bears trade up? Bears trade up. Hold on a second.
Trade back up even higher.
Bears trade up to 4 to take Marvin Harrison.
Oh, now we're cooking with grease. That's what I'm talking about. Mystery
trade
team.
Trade up to 3 to take Marvin Harrison.
Mystery team coming back
Patriots
up.
Go down to 9, get there's a whole big. I don't know. How many picks? Because the Bears only have 2 picks after their 9th overall.
Give me some stuff next year. Give me some next years.
Give you some next year. Just what? So the Bears can do well enough and you're going to get a 20th overall pick for your problems?
But then you can package those and move up.
Package.
We're packaging. We're moving. Futures. Mystery team.
What about the Saints moving up for a quarterback?
See, now we're talking. Now, what about Chiefs move up and take one of these receivers?
Dude, they're not going to do that.
Do you know that? I don't know that.
I don't know.
Buffalo moves up to take Brock Bowers.
But that's not a surprise.
And now they go with a double tight end.
That's not a mystery team. They would have a double tight end. What do you want, a triple tight end?
Triple tight end. I want a triple stamp to double stamp.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mystery team.
All right. I'll buy that too.
When there's a mystery team.
I hope so. My God, I hope so. Nothing's like that when you're sitting on a draft set on NFL Network on live TV and you're just, this stuff happens. You're just trying to react to it.
Well, Cardinals. I saw Cardinals GM,
Monty Ossenfort.
Monty Ossenfort says he's going to open his phone to take calls on the 4th pick.
Yeah.
When they're on the clock.
What, he's going to turn his phone off before then?
He's just going
to
be like,
straight to voicemail?
Oh, we're on the clock. What, he's sending, phone's on.
He's sending Ryan Pohl straight to voicemail?
Right to voicemail.
That's absurd.
He's only going to listen to calls when they're on the clock.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
I mean, talk to the people tweeting it.
Are you serious?
I'm just reporting.
He's going to turn his phone off.
I don't know about the turn the phone off part. I think I might have added that in.
Okay.
He's going to listen to calls for a trade when they're on the clock.
Okay.
And as a TV man, you
want to have somebody else answer the phone beforehand?
You got to appreciate that drama.
Hand the phone to his kid.
We're here for the drama.
Dad can't take the call right now.
He's making deals like Monty, whatever his name, Monty Hall.
That was Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah, I'm too young for that.
What else?
All right. We talked about it earlier. Michael Penix.
Yes, indeed.
Teams are going to regret passing on this guy.
That's it?
That's it.
What does that mean?
Rookie of the year. That's what it means.
Okay, now you're talking.
Teams are going to regret passing on this guy.
Where's he going?
I'm hearing Robert Griffin talk about
where he can be rookie of the year?
Him.
Where's he going? Where he's starting like CJ Stroud?
Robert's driving the train. I love it. I read the Players Tribune. Teams are going to regret passing on this guy.
Okay.
Where's he going?
That's the whole point. If you're hold on a second. Teams are going to regret passing on Michael Penix Jr.
Vikings. It's taking
one
the Vikings
thing
to the playoffs.
To say Michael Penix Jr. will be a finalist for Rookie of the Year. Now you're talking. Now you're talking
right,
over
well,
Reaction
let's
Monday.
Let's adjust. Let's make the
okay,
change.
We're going to make the change.
Michael Penix Jr., finalist for Rookie of the Year.
Of 2024.
Correct. That's that is regretting passing on someone.
I think. No, it's not. No, it's not.
A Rookie of the Year finalist? That's not regret?
No, but that it is regret.
Yeah,
sure.
That's what I'm saying.
So, but now the specific. There it is on the screen.
Look at this. Man, we got the best team in the biz.
So,
I got to be bolder then.
Who are the other two? Let's go bold.
Finalist, Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Caleb Williams.
Okay. Michael Penix Jr.
Marvin Harrison.
I think so too. Offensive Rookie of the Year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, those are the three finalists.
Well, then Marvin Harrison's going to win. You know why?
Why?
Because that would continue the tradition of Ohio State players who
winning.
Just lost their last game to Michigan winning Offensive Rookie of the Year. Garrett Wilson, CJ Stroud, and then it would be Marvin Harrison Jr.
New England Patriot Marvin Harrison Jr.?
That's not happening. He would never be Offensive Rookie of the Year if New England drafts
him. I mean, you're really selling Jacoby Brissett short.
He would never do it.
Let's focus on Michael Penix. What is the team here? I think Vikings. Vikings stay put at 11. Take Michael Penix. He beats out Sam Darnold.
How about this? I'm going to buy this just because I like Michael Penix Jr.
I do too.
Okay, and you do too. We want to be first.
We want to be first on this.
How about this? Michael Penix Jr., Offensive Rookie of the Year for the Las Vegas Raiders.
That man was born to wear the silver and black.
That's what I'm saying.
Devontae Adams has 19 touchdowns next year.
Oh, boy. That's a lot.
Now
that's an overreaction. 19 touchdowns is a lot of touchdowns.
That throws the prettiest ball in the draft.
I understand that.
All right. Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison, Michael Penix Jr.
But
finalist.
Again, he's got to go to the right spot.
Well, we just identified two of the good spots.
I understand.
Minnesota,
we just identified
Vegas.
That. But if he doesn't get how about that? If he doesn't get chosen by those two spots.
We're really couching this now.
Well, honestly, you're hearing Atlanta just wants to
they just paid a bajillion dollars for Kirk Cousins. They're gonna take this guy and sit him for 4 years?
It's like what that catch and kill thing, right? Like just take him off the market so he can't do it for someone else.
That's insane.
I don't know.
Atlanta would be insane if they took him at 8.
I hear they love him.
What are they doing with Kirk then?
I know.
Kirk's in the booth on Sunday Night Baseball wearing the everything Atlanta. Come on.
That would be wild. But that's what I'm saying. Like, where does he go? Where does he go?
Minnesota.
Is he offensive rookie of the year for the Giants?
Ooh, no.
Okay.
No.
Is he offensive rookie of the year for
Denver? No.
For anybody that takes him and sits him?
No,
he's
got
to go to a spot
and start right
and
away.
Start right away.
That's what I mean.
And then have the ability and the weaponry around him.
Thing is, I like Sam Darnold, but he beats out Sam Darnold.
No, he does not.
He beats out AOC.
I don't think he does.
No,
he would beat out AOC.
Yeah, I think so.
I think, but
and
Sam
and
Darnold,
Gardner Minshew's in Vegas, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sticking by this.
Okay.
I'm sticking by this.
We just talked ourselves because it does involve circumstances.
Right. Anyway.
But we like him, and so we're going
to try to be bold.
We're gonna. It's a good overreaction. How does that sound?
Thank you.
Good one. It's not a bad one. It's a good one.
All right, Rich. What do you think about this one?
Okay.
I thought about this the other day.
Yeah.
It was a couple weeks ago, actually, and I wrote it down just to bring it up here.
Okay.
The NFL should move the draft up a month.
No, it should not.
And do free agency in April. Do free agency after the draft.
No. How dare you?
Why? It would be just as big.
Why?
What do you mean why?
What are you talking about?
Here's why I say this. we have spent the last couple of weeks just spouting nonsense. Like some of the topics, and we're just guessing and it's speculation. And
what do you care?
How much? I don't, but.
Okay.
But let's just do the draft in March. The WNBA did their draft and then their season starts a month later. Like, why can't we just do the draft at the end of March?
If it's not broken.
And then April.
It's not broken.
Then April is free agency.
It's not broken.
Also teams. Hold on a second. This also benefits some players. You see what holes get filled in the draft. And then, you know, maybe a player who's a free agent gets in a better spot.
Or a free agent doesn't get hired because they've already drafted somebody. And they filled the spot in a less expensive manner. No way. No chance. No. Excuse me. Everything is perfect. As a matter of fact, I'm hearing like, oh God, they should move the draft up 2 weeks. Why?
Because it is
perfectly timed.
But everybody's
timed.
Talking about the same stuff over and over again. But we've done enough talking. Let's just get to the drafting.
The nature of a sport in a league that only has 5 months of action.
I was just trying to.
Baseball, how long is baseball? March.
6 months. It's very, very long.
It's April, May, June, July, August, September. 6 months.
It's very, very long.
It's over half the year.
It's way long.
It's over half
a year.
It's
too long.
NBA, October,
really
November,
really
December,
long.
January,
the playoffs
February,
are two and
March,
a half months.
April, May, June. It's 2/3 of a year.
It's very long.
Hockey's the same thing.
Yeah.
The NFL makes you miss it. Less is more.
I know, but
they do
just
5 months.
So much talking.
So what? So let's extend it. Extend the offseason.
So
keep going.
You want the draft in May?
No. Keep it where it is. I don't want to touch it.
Okay. Sorry.
Because as soon as I'm done this draft, guess what's coming? Schedule. Here. I got the color-coded one from last year. I miss it. I miss seeing it. I miss looking at it. We're going to have another one of these.
Okay?
All right. It's coming.
Okay.
It's
all right.
coming.
All right.
May 9th, by the way.
I mean,
I'm throwing it out
you
there.
You got a date, May 9th?
I was told. I was told to clear my schedule on May 9th.
Clear your schedule to reveal the schedule.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, I can't rush the process.
Wow.
The process is the process. But here we go. I mean, as soon as the draft is over.
Okay.
It's
so you,
April
don't like, 20, you don't like this
20,
one.
27th.
You don't like this one.
What are you rushing? That's the dumbest one you've ever had.
All right.
What else?
Last one.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'll finish up strong.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I would save that judgment until you hear this one.
Okay.
Zach Wilson.
Yes.
Is going to take the Broncos to the playoffs this year.
So just before we sat down to record this Overreaction Monday, the Jets and the Broncos struck a deal.
Green in his headshot.
They're splitting his. Yeah, we haven't even fixed it yet. They're splitting his salary.
Yeah,
and they're swapping picks.
Yeah,
six and seventh.
A seventh goes
a pick swap.
To Denver.
Yeah,
sixth goes.
Yeah,
to
it's
the
a
Jets.
Pick swap. It's
yeah.
a pick swap.
Yeah,
after a pig, you know what, New York for him. Okay,
it's not great.
And again. A few weeks ago, when we saw this coming, that we knew he wasn't going to be a Jet.
No, definitely not.
And we were talking about the last time three quarterbacks went to the top of the draft and five went in the first half of the first round. Yep. That was the year that we saw Trevor Lawrence.
2021.
Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones all go in the top half of the first round. Which of the quarterbacks, not named Trevor Lawrence, was going to have a Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff-like renaissance?
Right.
With a new team. TJ chose Justin Fields.
Justin Fields, now in Pittsburgh.
And if Russ has a good year, you know who's not seeing the field? Justin Fields. Justin
Fields ain't playing.
Okay. So we chose Zach Wilson. We didn't even know where he's going. Now we know he's going to Sean Payton.
I like it even more.
So I think Zach's going to have a shot to be a week one starter. I believe it. Even if they draft Bo Nix or Michael Penix.
So they have Ben DiNucci and Jared Stidham right now, along with Zach Wilson.
Correct. And this now means they don't have to draft one at 12 or trade more draft capital in next year's draft to move up to get the guy they want. Of course, if J.J. McCarthy drops, let's say your Patriots go and draft the third straight quarterback to start.
Okay.
And McCarthy's sitting there at 4. Mm-hmm. And the Cardinals are like, okay, how lucky are we that we get to have Marvin Harrison Jr. for Kyler Murray? Certainly with Hollywood Brown gone, and they could use him. Sold. He's gone. That's when the Chargers sit there on the draft, and all the mock drafts that are out there right now that have Joe Alt going to the Chargers, he's a left tackle. He's a great left tackle. So you're drafting him to move him to the right because Rashawn Slater is your all-pro left tackle.
I was going to say, you're not going to move Rashawn Slater to right
tackle. No, and you're not. Why are you drafting a kid who's never played right tackle and saying you're now a right tackle here? Just because you're a great left tackle?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
So they'd want to trade out or take Malik Nabers or take Rome Odunze, which now leads what I'm saying, J.J. McCarthy sitting there at six, unless somebody trades up to get J.J. McCarthy at five. Mm-hmm. McCarthy's now sitting there at six, and the Giants are like, you know what? We believe in X, Y, and Z that we've got there, you know, in New York. Good enough. Daniel Jones is coming back. Drew Lock's going to be a guy. Maybe we get Penix later on. I don't know, but we're going to go and get another guy. We need somebody for the line. We need this, that. All I'm saying is it trickles down, and now suddenly J.J. McCarthy's sitting there at seven, and the Titans are on the clock, or eight, and the Falcons are on the clock. And now they're close to 12. Now the plan is like, hey, we got Zach Wilson, and we'll deal with it because our guy's not going to be there. But now they love J.J. McCarthy, and all it takes is to go from 12 to 8, 12 to 9. How about 12 to 10? Wouldn't that be the ultimate ironic thing is that the Broncos and the Jets make this trade here, and Zach's on their team, and the Jets are now sitting there at 10, and J.J. McCarthy's on the board, or Penix is on the board, and the Broncos only have to move two spots to go get him. So it's tough to suppose now.
Right.
Because, you know, free agency and all that stuff happens before the draft.
Before the draft. So, got it.
And that's why it's perfect in the order in which it is. But, you know, if you're asking me, is this an overreaction? I'll say yes, just because the Broncos need a lot. Does this make me overreact differently to the previous subject matter of switching around the offseason and saying that's not the dumbest overreaction subject you've ever come up with?
Is this dumber than
that's the... No, okay, it is not. It is, okay, this is more in the realm of who the hell knows. In a who the hell knows sport.
But it would be fun.
What? For him to make the playoffs?
Yeah.
At whose expense? Not the Jets. That won't be fun.
I would
come up with a different adjective for it.
All right. Writing that one down for the preview pod of next year.
In the meantime, we're going to be back at it next Monday with an Overreaction Monday podcast reacting to the draft.
Boom.
So back-to-back Mondays, just like the regular season, just like the playoffs. For Chris, I'm Rich. We're wearing the perfect color code scheme for the speedometer. And it was pinning on overreaction towards the end. That's for damn sure. We'll chat with you after Detroit. The Rich Eisen Show comes to you live from Detroit Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the Roku channel, our terrestrial radio network, SiriusXM Odyssey, and our podcast where you can listen to all 3 hours. And What the Football, Susie Schuster and Amy Trask had Daniel Jeremiah on. He gives you all his thoughts on what we just discussed for the NFL draft. We've got it covered, whether it's What the Football or Overreaction Monday. For Chris, I'm Rich. Adios.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.